Offset eye left behind him, the tailbacks, Joyke Bell on first and 10. Stafford play action, looks down the field, and he is sacked by Jasper Brinkley.
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. This is the Xfinity Player Breakdown. I'm Paul Allen, joined by our man in the middle on the defense, Jasper Brinkley. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on.
Sorry about the 2-4 start, but despite the loss to Detroit, do you feel the defense played okay?
I think we started a little slow, but after the first drive, we went to the sideline, made our corrections, and feel like we settled in pretty well.
Yeah, and Detroit did march down the field on that first drive, scored on that touchdown pass from Stafford to running back Theo Riddick. And giving up points in the first quarter, that has been a little bit of a problem this year, hasn't it?
It's always something minor as far as a guy not being in the right gap or just missing tackles, like on the big drive on the first series.
Yep.
You know, that came from just missed tackles. Once we iron that out, I think we'll be all okay.
In the Lions game, Jasper sacked Matthew Stafford, Jasper's first sack of his career. What took place for you to get that sack?
Coach called a zone blitz, actually. For some reason, I just felt like I could get home because previous play before that, he had a man blitz, and I almost got home. But luckily, he called another one, and I was able to run free.
And when you came in there, nobody touched you, right?
Right.
No one touched you. And you came straight through.
Yeah, no one touched me.
And the Stafford just kind of gave up.
Yeah, yeah, he did. And I saw Linval coming out the corner of my eye, so I knew I had to go in and get on the sack, or he was going to make it.
Yeah. Jasper mentions Linval Joseph, one of several defensive tackles who played well for the Vikings in that Lions game. Rookie Shamar Stephen also had a pretty good game. When those defensive tackles in front of you are playing at a high level, what does that do for your game?
It allows me to be able to flow freely. You know, I can go from A gap to A gap, B gap to B gap if need be. But, you know, those guys did a great job this past week, you know, keeping the linemen off of the linebackers. And anytime you have guys in front of you like that, success can be a ceiling.
Jasper is in his sixth year from South Carolina. In his rookie year 2009, due to an injury late in the season to E.J. Henderson, Jasper ended up being the middle linebacker for the Vikings, the team that went to the NFC title game. Being the middle linebacker in that very emotional NFC championship game, what do you remember about that game?
I remember Pat and Kevin Williams just telling me they had my back. And they told me just, you know, continue doing what I was doing when the reason the team brought me in. And, you know, just to hear guys like that, Jared Allen, Ray Edwards, Chad and Ben, you know, just having those guys tell me that, and Antoine Winfield, you know, it was a great feeling to me. And what do I have to worry about? They're telling me that.
What's it been like for you, Jasper, working with head coach Mike Zimmer? What do you like about his coaching style?
Number one, Coach Zimmer is a guy that's going to challenge all 11 guys on the field. And if you're not doing something, he's going to let you know. And for a player, that's you can respect the coach like that because he keep it short and dry, you know, no sugarcoating with him. And he lets you know how it's going to be and what he's expecting of you.
Starting today against Buffalo from 2-4, how do you guys get this thing right?
Every guy's just doing their job. You know, coach been preaching on that. But, you know, as for a coach, it's only so much he can do. And the rest is left up to the players. You know, we're professionals. We have to do what it takes. I mean, whether it's that adding more film study, doing more after practice, not being late to a meeting or something, you know, that lies upon us.
How does Buffalo's offense try to beat teams?
At first, they want to establish that. They want to establish their run, and they're going to let you know that they're physical, which they are. And, you know, we just have to go out there and match that.
One of the guys with whom you play, Anthony Barr, the rookie from UCLA, talk about his progress and what impresses you about him.
Anthony has a combination of speed and power. Yeah, I saw his Subway commercial the other day, and I was just laughing because he's kind of laid-back guy, and just to see him say that in that commercial, it's funny. So I always tease him about it. But Anthony's a phenomenal guy. I think his upside is amazing. He's going to be a great player.